A character game, even in defeat. Ice Dogs fall in game two in Barrie, 7-5. They got the early jump. 24 seconds in.
Snapping it left side. Virgilio gets a shot and they score! 24 seconds into game number two, and the Ice Dogs enjoy their first lead of the postseason.
Wow, this is exactly what you wanted from the Ice Dogs, a quick start. And this one, beats Hillebrand, he kind of just stayed in that little a butterfly position for a couple seconds afterwards to say, how did that go in? I honestly think it went through a maze of bodies and just beat him clean between the arm and the body. A nice shot by Virgilio. Put the puck on net. Anything can happen. And here we are, 24 seconds in. Ice Dogs lead 1-0.
Colts would respond, have a 3-1 advantage after 20 minutes of play in a period where the Ice Dogs were outshot through the first period by a total of 16-7. On to the middle period. Enter Owen Flores, and well, he didn't take long to get warm.
Patterson's going to get a shorthanded break. Great stop. Welcome to the game, Owen Flores. He prevents disaster with his right arm.
Yeah, the Ice Dogs within cue the comeback. Down 5-1 in the third. First of two on the power play. 1:50 in, Ivan Galliano.
Galliano from Paris, and he scores! Boy, you talk about rising from the ashes. Ivan Galianov on a face-off win by Matthew Paris. He gets the skate by Kayshon Aitchison, who knocked him down but not out in the first. Ice Dogs on the board to make it 5-2.
5-3 sounds even better. Second in the period at 4:11 for the Ice Dogs, Galianov.
Left side, Matthew Paris. Backdoor, Galianov scores! You gotta love it. You can't keep a good man down. Ice Dogs back to within two at 5-3.
A great little play here by Paris to get this puck across. And Galianov had that stick cocked and ready to go. And I don't think he got all of it. And Hillebrand got across, but not fast enough. And it went 5-hole. Beautiful shot. Nice pass by Paris. Beautiful shot by Galianov. And there it is. Finds the back of the net. Ice Dogs right back into this one here. 5-3 with 15:49 to go.
One goal game at the 8-minute mark. Enter the scoring, Matthew Paris.
Gatta carries it in left side, trying to go through defenders off his stick. Robrick, and they score! Off of Matthew Paris, it's a one goal game.
Oh, this puck was going about 2 feet wide, and it hit Matthew Paris, and it surprised him. But who it surprised even more was Hillebrand. And this puck finds the back of the net on such a strange goal, but put the puck towards the net. That is it. It was a simple backhanded play. I'm not even sure who that was that put that towards the net, and it was going wide, and it hit Paris, and then he just turned around and said, hey.
Well, before they would complete the comeback, how about a little Owen Flores?
Into the Colt zone. Going cross ice for Asadurian, broken up. Behind everybody is Wakely. Wakely gets it on goal. Flores, fabulous with the left pad. It stays 5-4.
Yep, 5-5. This one coming at the 13:06 mark. First in Ice Dogs colors, Andrei Loshko.
Bouncing a puck, able to chop it down. Zadda, he's got Paris with him. Loshko's the trailer. Zadda goes out in front. Loshko, he scores! Come all the way back. It's tied at 5.
And what a shot by Loshko. This was an absolute bullet over the right hand of Hillebrand. And a great play by Zadda to get this puck out front. And wow, Ice Dogs, 4 goals here in the third period to come all the way back. And we are now knotted at 5 with 6:54 to go in regulation.
Owen Flores kicked out 33 in the final two periods. Couldn't stop the winner with a buck 10 left. Empty netter made it 7-5 for the Colts. Shots in the contest, 52 for the Colts, 28 for the Ice Dogs. But you want to be there tomorrow night at the Meridian Center for game at number 3 with Chad Nelson. I'm Ted Lehman. We'll have the call right here beginning at 6:45 on the proud home of your Niagara Ice Dogs. Street Justice Paralegal Ice Dogs Hockey is on New Country 89.1.